Angels and Twins in Minneapolis, both teams repping patriotic attire for July 4th, including the Twins mascot. Let's pick it up. Top one, Cameron Maybin leading off the game against Kyle Gibson.
Game time temperature here in Minneapolis, 81 degrees. And the next pitch, this ball's hit well out to center field, up against the wall, jumping up and making the grab out there is Byron Buxton. Boy, that ball was crushed over 400 feet. And Buxton, who is very good defensively, he's a difference maker in the outfield, makes a nice grab on that one, jumped up, banged into the wall, and held onto the baseball. So there's a lot of downtown construction going on. There's a pitch that's waved at and missed. And down on strikes goes Gratterall. That's the second strikeout today for Gibson. He pulled Gratterall off speed. Counts one and two now on Gratterall, two outs and nobody on. And the next pitch, and he waves at that one. He fooled him there, got him swinging, and the inning is over. That'll do it for the Angels here in the top of the fifth. Top half in the league in that department. The Angels are number one in the league in steals. And here's a ground ball fair out of the reach of Valbuena. He went down, tried to stop it out of his reach. It's going to roll down in the right field corner. Scoring easily from second is Buxton, and Grossman has an RBI double, and the Twins have the lead. They're up 2-1. Here's the next pitch, and that's hit well into left field. It's out by the wall and right over the 377 sign. That ball is a home run. Buxton, the nine-hole hitter, hits just his fifth of the season. Now it's 5-2 Minnesota. 5-4. Minnesota, one out in the ninth. Here's the next pitch. This is chopped down to third. This might be a double play. Second for one, relay to first. It's a double play and the game is over. Maldonado hits into a tailor-made double play to Sano, the third baseman. They go around the horn, 5-4-3. And the game ends abruptly on the double play ball. The final score today, Minnesota wins it 5-4.
Brandon Kinsler gets out of trouble to earn save number 22 on the air. Twins hold on 5-4, your final. Byron Buxton had three hits. He scored two runs. Albert Pujols hit a towering homer in the eighth, his fifth career homer on July 4th. That's the most among active players. Here's Angels skipper Mike Socha after the loss.
He had better breaking ball command today, and I think that he showed a good breaking ball, good slider. Ball's coming out hot, but got behind some counts, and those guys strung together some hits in the fifth. Outside of that, he was okay.
Is it he had some offensive opportunities that he probably could have done a little better on a frustrating of an afternoon? Is that
we didn't get the hit with the guy in scoring position tonight, but we battled back and got, we had the tying run on base a couple times during the late innings and couldn't get it across. But, we just didn't do enough things and control enough situations today to put ourselves in a position to win. And those guys did a good job on the defensive end, too.
Was the thinking in six was to have JC face one batter no matter what?
No, I think you want to read the inning, see how it comes out. He got behind Rosario, and then after the double, he was getting a little bit tired, but we thought he had enough to at least see if he could get a couple outs or get through that inning possibly. But it didn't look like his warm-ups weren't the same. Just didn't look like the same to the first hitter.
It's been a while for Pujols hitting a homer. Is it nice to see him get back there?
Albert, he's been hitting the ball hard this week, but he got one up in the air and the ball went a long way. He killed it.
The Angels look to avoid the sweep on Wednesday with Parker Bridwell on the mound.